and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your soft lead to a successful you. Emotions are your value.
Yes, we are in and we're up and running. And hello to everybody. Come on, listeners. We are back. I mean, it's a week. Wow, fast. There it goes. I mean, at the end of the day, a week is still 7 days, and it's 7 days for everybody. But sometimes it feels like 4 days. Sometimes I feel like I get up so early that I come to the end of the day and I think I got up yesterday. It's really weird how time kind of elongates or shortens itself. I remember once, listeners, a lady said to me, Paul, to lengthen your days, just put your hands together and then separate them and tell yourself you've made your day longer. And it's a mental thing. You can make it longer, you know, and I've done it a few times. I've just done that, closed my eyes and stretched my arms as wide as I can. And I visualized myself lengthening my day, and it works. You can even shorten your day. I mean, I wish I knew that as a kid. Coming up to Christmas, you just want to shorten the days, do you know what I mean, to have all those goodies. But it's fantastic to be here. It's been an amazing week. I mean, it's been a full-on week for sure. And you know, listen, remember I said we were going to get an incubator, get a couple of ducks. We live in the middle of nowhere. We just wanted to add something to our garden. Well, boom, our first duckling was out this morning. 4 o'clock this morning, me and Deb are there with the torches thinking, wow, did that come out of that egg? It was three times the size of the egg, man. Is that doable? It's like, what? And the thing, 3 hours later, is in this like little, I don't know, this makeshift thing we've made with blankets and heat lamps and stuff. And it's like running around, chirping like hell. I mean, fair play. I don't remember doing that. Actually, 3 hours from my birth, I was in an incubator. So I was born 3 months prem, you know what I mean? Couldn't wait to get out. I didn't want to stay in there. There was so much to do. And, you know, when it comes to too much to do, it means you want to get involved in life. And that's our guest today. Totally has involved himself in what is the emotional economy of life. I'm so stoked to have him on here. And you know what? What I love about what's happening in life now is people are really starting to value the importance of health and wellness. And when you go back, I don't know, you go back 30 years ago, you didn't walk into a pub unless you knew, well, you walked in pub knowing that you were either going to smoke or you're going to passive smoke. There was no other way around it. Now, you know, you were walking and you would see that haze of fog. And as you walk through it, it just like separated like a blanket, you know, and you guarantee you get up in the morning, either you passive smoke 20 cigarettes or you overdone 20 cigarettes because you were drinking and smoking at the same time. I mean, that's what it was like 30 years ago. Do you know what I mean? It was crazy. People didn't care about, you know, health and well-being. All they cared about was where they were going to get the next 20-pack from, how many pints they were going to drink over the weekend. You know, and listen, we drank pints in those days, not little bottles or sips of pop. We drank pints of beer. And you were proud of your 40, 60-inch waist that you paid for. You know, men would tap themselves on the tummy and go, "All paid for, mate." How insane was that in those days? Well, you know, and then, you know, and people had heart attacks and they go, "Oh, bless." They had a heart attack. They didn't consider why. Didn't put the 20 pints to it. I mean, my father was drinking 80 pints a week and wasn't considered an alcoholic either. He would drink 80 pints a week. We would say, "Oh, he's a boozer, man. He's just a boozer." I mean, people were proud to be boozers. It didn't matter that they were drinking 80 pints a week. It's like, where did you put that, Dad? How did you manage to drink that much alcohol and not being considered an alcoholic? How insane is that? I mean, listen, and that's Wales. I mean, our guest today is from Ireland that totally knows the value of drinking lots of beer. Because that was the nature that we were brought up in. My mother and father run a pub. Sunday morning, the bar would be full of men getting in at least 6 to 10 pints before their Sunday lunch, before their Sunday roast. I mean, that's just crazy when you think about it. You know, smoking woodbines, no tips, rolly cigarettes and cigars and all these things. You know, I would go round the pub having to empty the ashtrays at least three times a night because these were full. And they consider that normal. And that's why we have Keith Robinson on the show today. Let me just bring this guy in. Let me bring in this amazing, we got an amazing story to share, but let me bring him in because Keith, it's time we brought value to people's past and how we bring that, how we then reassess and re-strategize our future. So let me bring him in, the wonderful, the amazing Keith Robinson, who is, of course, the health, our health and wellness expert for this week. Keith, thank you for coming in from all the way from Ireland, may I say.
Thank you very much for the invite, and I'm delighted to be here. And I'm the exception to the rule from an Irish perspective because I don't drink alcohol.
And do you know what? Maybe that's the future of where Ireland is. They're going to realise that, you know. And the same for Wales. There was a culture here in Wales also where, you know, big beer drinking people, you know. And, you know, sadly, those stories that I share were the normality.
Yes.
It's how it was. And for some, it's still how it is. You know, we don't associate, you know, heart attacks or now are, but didn't associate heart attacks to the fish and chips, the smoking, the Chinese meals, and certainly the intake of alcohol. But, you know, were you always a non-alcohol person?
Yes. Even though I was involved in wholesale distribution with a family business, we actually supplied bottled beers and minerals and spirits to the public house trade, and it was in the Midlands area, and that's what I was brought up to. Even from the time I could walk, because we used to live right across the road from the wholesale business, and I've been told that I used to toddle across the road in my nappies across to the wholesale bed. I was driving the forklift from the age of 10.
Wow, Keith, that is awesome. You know that you're involved, you know, that early into the understanding of business, for one. You know, that's the most important thing. But now you're heavily involved, of course, in the health and wellness industry. And tell me what that shape of that looks like.
Well, it all happened by accident because a friend of mine said to me one day, he said, you know that it's going to be possible to reverse heart disease shortly. And that sort of pricked up my ears. And I was more interested in the area of cancer because both of my parents had died of cancer before the age of 60. And when I was in financial services, I was realizing that if you have a family history of something in both sides of your family, you were considered higher risk. So I was thinking about this. And then somebody said to me about cardiovascular disease, and my brain started to turn, and I said, well, really, more people are dying of cardiovascular issues than cancer, so maybe I should look into this. So what I did was, because I'm a sort of a skeptical person by nature, and my personality is that I need to understand things, and they need to make sense. Common sense, I believe, is not that common these days. But that's the way I work. So what I did was I had my own cardiovascular system analyzed, and my age at the time was 46, but my vascular age was showing up to be 40. So I was 6 years better than my birth certificate. But 90 days later, following a protocol, when I had it checked again, my vascular age had actually dropped down to 22. And then a couple of months after that, I had it checked again, and I had dropped down to a teenager. So that was all the proof I needed that this was the real deal. It wasn't somebody telling porcupines. It was the real deal. And that's what set me on this road, believing that everybody should have this information. Whatever they do with it is up to themselves. But if they don't have the information, they don't have choices.
Wow. Now, listen, this has caught my earworm. Reversing, as I say, that those cardiovascular, reports. Give me understand that a little more.
Well, if you take the way that we were measuring is there's a thing called you have ordinary brachial pressure, which is in your arm, and the pump up and to get that brachial pressure. There's a more important figure to know, which is called the central aortic systolic pressure.
Wow.
And that's the blood pressure in the heart at the left ventricle as the heart is pumping. And then there's another figure you can measure, which is called the radial augmentation index, which is like the flexibility or the percentage stiffness of the arteries.
Mm-hmm.
So from an arterial stiffness perspective, an average 20 or 30-year-old should have about 54% stiffness. And you can come across somebody that's doing, I've done a lot of cardiovascular screening using a device called a BPRO, and you could get somebody that's of a certain age, but the arterial stiffness of their arteries is of a much higher age.
Is that due to a lifestyle?
That's due to plaque buildup in the arteries. Some of it can be down to lifestyle. Some of it can be down to hereditary issues. Like if you get somebody that say their father or their grandfather had both died at a young age with a cardiovascular issue, you'll find and see that they are on that road. But if they don't have the information or the help to understand what's going on and how to reverse that or avoid it, they will go down that same road. And there is a couple of, you see over my head, nitric oxide is the secret to reversing heart disease and restoring blood flow throughout the body.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1998, there was a Nobel Prize for Medicine. And that prize for medicine was the proving that nitric oxide was a signaling molecule in the cardiovascular system. So your level of nitric oxide production is yeah. going to determine whether your cardiovascular system keeps itself clean, elastic, and free-flowing or not.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of blockers to nitric oxide production that we can have. One of them is called myeloperoxidase, which is your oxidized LDL cholesterol. That can actually inhibit your nitric oxide production. Another one, it's called ADMA, asymmetric dimethylarginine. This is what I believe to be the hereditary part of cardiovascular disease, because if your parents had a high level of ADMA, you will too.
Okay.
So what ADMA does, it parks on your endothelium, which is the lining of your veins and arteries.
Yeah.
Arginine comes in from your food sources and goes to park on your endothelium, but there's no parking space because ADMA has taken up the parking spaces. So it's like driving around a busy car park looking to park,
yeah.
but there's no way to park. So if you can't get arginine parked on your endothelium, you don't make the level of nitric oxide you should, and then you start to build up plaque in the arterial system.
Wow. Wow. I don't see doctor before your name, Keith, or I don't see specialist. I don't see, I mean, to be fair, that's a lot of specialist information.
Well, I have bothered to do the research. I have bothered to sit down and learn from the likes of Dr. Joe Prendergast, one of the formulators of the arginine complexor we use. I've sat down with medical experts. One actual surgeon I sat down with, because he was in trouble himself.
Yeah.
He had two heart attacks before the age of 40. He was a type 2 diabetic. He'd been on medication for 17 years. He had an ulcer in his leg that wasn't healing. And when I sat down with him and actually went through all this information with him, he started shaking his head, and he said, "What side of medicine are you in?" And I said, "I am nothing to do with medicine." And the two eyes bulged in his head, and he said, "You are remarkably well informed," he says, "for somebody who's not medical. So I have a question for you." He said, why are you a non-medical person educating me, a surgeon, on my health?" And I smiled at him and I said, "Well, that's easy to answer." He says, "Yeah, but what's the answer?" I said, "You are handcuffed to the pharmaceutical industry."
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And he smiled at me and he said, "I get it." He said, "Tell me what to do." And I guided him exactly what to do. And within 6 weeks, he was off he was off all the medications he'd been on for 17 years.
Wow, Keith, that is massive. That is huge. Why are you not on the 10 o'clock news, I wonder?
Who controls the 10 o'clock news?
Let me ask this then. The solution Is this a solution? Now, I just want to, this is just a generic question. So the solution, is this readily available where, you know, or is this an expensive solution? You know, is this something that we go through your package with, we go through your formula? How does this work then?
I have access and have used particular extremely high quality raw food supplementation.
Okay.
To supply the body with the nutrition that is no longer in our food. For instance, if you ate a plate of salad 50 years ago, you would have to sit down and eat 47 plates of salad today to get the same nutrition.
Wow, that's...
So we have a severe deficiency of nutrition, and our bodies are a cellular being. So we are replacing ourselves. We're like a big photocopier.
Mm-hmm.
And our cells are replicating all the time. So what happens, I presume you've used a photocopier yourself.
Yeah, and totally.
If you had a photocopier that is brand new, perfect, put it in a clean sheet of paper and press copy, it comes out clean.
Mm-hmm.
If you use a photocopier that's badly maintained, Tippex on the glass, dust on the mirror, and you press copy, it comes out with all those blemishes on it.
Yeah.
Turn that round 90 degrees and put it in again, it'll be twice as blemished.
Yeah.
If we don't look after our photocopier, what's the quality of cells we replace ourselves at?
Wow, I see that. I see that. That makes total sense. You know, but you, when you talk about raw food supplementation, you know, listen, you know, I'm practically vegan.
Yes.
And I get my ingredients are delivered. Mm-hmm. So it means a lot of my ingredients are organic.
Yes.
I'm not saying that they are of the highest quality because, you know, I subscribe to a company that delivers my food to me, my five main meals a week and things. And I eat a lot of, you know, frozen veg, fresh veg, if it is fresh. Yes. But I'm not going to say the word organic is behind what I buy in the supermarket, but I certainly know it's linked to the food I have delivered to me from these ingredients companies. You know, that's kind of my stretch. I take vitamins and minerals.
Yes.
You know, I do these things also, and I don't even know from this discussion if that is of a quality either. You know, I believe I go to what are branded quality vitamins and things, but I want to just touch into then, you know, when we talk about raw food supplementation, tell me what that looks like then.
Well, there's a particular raw berry supplement that I use, and it has berries like acai berry, bilberry, blueberry, goji berry, pomegranate, elderberry, cranberry, all of those raw food in live, but from a testing perspective, mm-hmm. it is tested down to parts per trillion, which is down to one drop of water in 21 Olympic-sized swimming pools,
wow.
to make sure there is no traces of herbicides, insecticides, GMOs, or heavy metals. So when you talk about organic, this is probably 1,000 times above the level of organic.
And this comes in a tablet form?
No, this is coming in an actual, in a bottle with this live food in it.
Oh, wow.
And then we use, and every 30 mils of that is equivalent to eating 3.5 kilos of raw fruit.
How is that possible to condense it to that?
From an antioxidant perspective.
All right, I get you.
So because you're eating it to get the antioxidant benefits. So every 30 mils of that will deliver you an antioxidant value of 7,000 ORAC. Oxygen radical absorption capacity. It's a way of measuring antioxidants.
Yeah.
And you would have to eat 3.5 kilos of raw fruit to get 7,000 ORAC.
Wow. Wow, Keith, these numbers are really awesome. Because, you know, I've always been someone that's been particularly interested in nutrition. I mean, I raced bikes when I was younger, so nutrition for me was very important. Very sloppy still, in the sense of, you know, I'm not a nutrition expert. But what I want to do is, we're going to jump into a commercial, but when I come back, I want to sort of get a greater rounded perspective of, you know, what this looks like, because obviously this is your business. This is what you do for a living. So I just want to get a better idea of what that looked like. So what we're going to do then, listeners, we're going to come back in about 90 seconds. I'm going to jump into our first commercial. And what's happened, Keith is also going to give us his contact details when we come back. So get your pen and paper ready. And I will see you in about 90 seconds or so.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days! We are back, and of course, we have the amazing, the fantastic Keith Robinson, who has flown in via Zoom all the way from Ireland. Yeah, flown in via Zoom, did a coffee on the way, which was probably an organic coffee, if anything at all. But Keith, thank you. Thank you for coming on. Now, as promised, let's call out our details here. So, where is the easiest place to find you, Keith?
I am contactable through LinkedIn, Facebook, and also phone through WhatsApp. There, the details. But I can send you those, and you can put them down underneath after if you wish. Is that?
Well, no.
Is that
let's call something out. What's your contact number? If you're happy to give that out.
So yeah, it's +353.
Yeah.
86 25 24 183.
And website?
I generally send people to the website after I have done a discussion with them, because it's like sending somebody to Walmart. What are they going to look for?
And I love that. I love that approach. So we will find you, Keith. Keith Robinson. Is there a tagline on LinkedIn, Facebook? Because I'm guessing there's a few Keith Robinsons out there.
There is. But let's see. If I change my background here and put up the actual email. There's email as well. KEITHROBSYN@gmail.com.
Oh, let me slow down there. So we have Keith Robinson, which is Robinson.
No, KEITHROBSYN@gmail.com. So in other words, it's Keith Robson.
Oh, wow. Okay, yep. Well, you just put it out there. We'll put it out there again before the end of the show, there, listeners. And so we'll be spelling that out. But so here we are, Keith. And whilst we were in the commercial, we were just talking about, you know, what this looked like. So there's a journey to this. So I'm coming to you. I wanted to experience Keith Robinson's product. And, what does that look like?
Yeah, I like to have a good one-to-one Zoom with people so that they have an understanding of what's going on. So let's say, for example, I've often got phone calls from somebody to say, oh, look, I've a really high blood pressure and I'd like to deal with it in a natural way. So I like to explain to them what's going on, why they have high blood pressure. Because it's not enough to say, oh, I've high blood pressure, but I'm on medication and it's back in order. So you have to look back a step. Why did the body ask the heart to rise in pressure in the first place? So if you have, we'll say your liver is not getting adequate blood supply, what's your liver going to do? It's going to send a message to your brain and ask your heart to rise in pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And different parts of the body will keep asking the heart to rise in pressure until they're satisfied with blood supply.
Wow.
But if a health professional decides your blood pressure is too high, you're at risk of heart attack and stroke, we better put you on a medication for that, what happens is the medication is introduced and it will tell the heart to lower back down in pressure, and then the organs that were screaming for more blood supply are now back down to the blood, the lower blood supply.
Yeah, yeah.
So, wow. So all you're doing is hiding a symptom.
Wow.
And if you actually supply the body with the nutrition and increase up the nitric oxide production, where an average person makes only 1 to 3 seconds of nitric oxide, assuming they don't have those blockers like ADMA at a high level, what you do is you start increasing nitric oxide production. The body starts melting the plaque in the arteries. The blood flow goes back to the way it should be. And the body turns off the message asking the heart to rise in pressure because everything is satisfied.
Wow. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, these supplements then.
Yes.
You talk about the supplements. So these supplements are provided by a specialist that you deal with, that you then, of course, have to monitor, because there's a journey that I would experience with you.
Because if somebody decides to go down this road, it's not enough to send them off to access something because they won't know how to use it. They don't know how much to use. They don't know when to start altering things. And let's say, for example, I've started somebody on what we call the Vital 3 system. So that's addressing the cardiovascular system, the immune system, and the pH balance of the body. So the live raw greens is improving the blood quality and detoxing organs and checking pH. Live raw berries are going to provide your antioxidants. It's also a natural anti-inflammatory, natural pain suppressant, and protects your cells from viruses. So those two are the food part of giving the body the food that's not in the food.
Wow.
And then the arginine complexer is helping the body to increase that nitric oxide production so that nutrition can be circulated and the arterial system will clean itself.
It's so simple when you think about it. You know, it's such a simple process for the body to go through when you think about it. But yet we have complicated by our greed to starve food of its natural nutrients.
It's a lack of knowledge of the situation we have found ourselves in, because most people are on a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
They have blinkers on and they're being guided in a certain way that suits certain industries.
Yeah.
So if you take a pause to look around and understand what's happening, then the people can realize they can have far more control of their health than people would like them to have.
But it's fair to say we couldn't go to any supermarket and get the quality of food that you are suggesting from your supplements. Give me this math again. If a salad that I would have eaten 20 years ago, how many salads would I have to eat to get the same nutrients from?
So 50 years ago,
okay,
in order to get the same level of nutrition today, you'd have to eat 47 plates of salad.
Wow. That's just mental.
Well, you see, remember, everyone's eating fast food, processed food. Not everyone is doing as much as you are. You're trying to get organic as possible. You're making an effort.
Yeah.
Most people are making no effort. I remember talking to a group one time and I was asking people how many people eat greens. And one lady put up her hand and she said, I do. She says, I get a curry once a week and there's some broccoli in the curry from the takeaway.
That's it. And that was just the funniest thing. So I have a curry once a week that has broccoli in it. That's my greens.
From the takeaway.
That is so funny. Oh, wow.
That's people's perception
of,
you know, do I have greens? And like, you know, what greens do in your body is they detox your organs, they cleanse your blood, they balance your pH. And if you don't get them, those jobs are not happening.
Right.
And if you look at the molecular makeup of human hemoglobin and the molecular makeup of chlorophyll, the green coloring in plants, they're the same molecule except for the central ion. So the higher quality raw greens you take into your system, it's as good as a blood transfusion.
Wow. Let me ask you a basic question then. How many greens should we be eating a day?
Well, it's hard to put an exact figure on it, but I know I'm getting loads of greens through the raw green supplementation.
Yeah, so
I don't worry about how much greens. I will always try and eat some because of the roughage part and all that crack. Mm-hmm. But I will always have after every meal, I pour some of my raw greens in the bottle into a shot glass and I drink it. And that helps me digest the food I've just taken in.
Wow.
It's counteracting the acidic part of the food I've just taken in.
Yeah.
And it's improving the blood quality and doing all that. Wow. Remember, 9 people out of 10 out there are acidic instead of being slightly alkaline. So we should be slightly alkaline. So we're in a healing state.
Yeah, yeah.
9 people out of 10 are acidic, which means their pH is below 7. And once we're acidic, what happens? We invite acid-based health challenges like chronic pain, arthritis, osteoporosis, acid reflux, and cancer.
Wow. Well, why is this, it's not good because I was going to say, why is this not readily available? But you've already answered that in the earlier part of the show, is that, there is control. Very much like, yes. I suppose the USA is going through, is in that saturation of being controlled by the pharmaceutical industry. That's a whole can of worms. If we open that up, we become too kind of political. And, as much as I want to, it's not something that you and I are going to be able to fix, in our lifetime anyway. And that's something maybe our children's great grandchildren will be demonstrating in the streets to fix in many decades to come.
Well, from a logical perspective, if you have a big research and development side to your operation, mm-hmm. and one side of that comes up with the solution to solve a problem, and the other side of R&D comes up with a solution to hide the symptoms of the problem, which will they market?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just frustrating when we even go into that can of worms, it truly is. But here's the thing is that, so Keith, this is your business. Am I right? Yes. In thinking this is your full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't have was, and I may miss that, is there a name to the business or are we Keith Robinson?
I'm self-employed, but I have a replicated site to the manufacturer of the supplementation that I recommend.
Okay.
So when they access the products, the manufacturer does give me a commission on those sales, but I don't charge people to sit down and pass on my knowledge or to guide them or support them because that's my contribution to humanity.
Wow. So if I was to come to you, so let me just so I can just put some, business logic to this. I come to you, I would have a one-to-one consultation, which obviously there's a fee for.
I don't charge people for what I do. If they want to follow what I suggest and they access products, as they are accessing products, I do get a commission on that.
And so you will hold my hand through the journey. Are you saying that? That service part is free.
Yes.
Let me just take a breath. I need to process what you just said to me. And I need the listeners to process what you just said. So Keith Robinson here has spent probably thousands of hours researching and becoming extremely knowledgeable. In what is your specialist understanding of what we're going to say is the importance of raw food supplementation, and we're going to say also how to basically fix, mend, and return back to health from what is poor nutrient absorbent into the body. And you become an expert in this. And I just want to say this. You're free.
Yes.
Now, there was a pause there because I just heard you say yes to that. Now, here's where we are. I cannot believe this. And I'm saying, listeners, you would be irresponsible if you didn't connect with Keith Robinson, because I am. My wife is going to. We are going to be connecting after this call. I'm going to be arranging. I'm going to be reaching out to you via email so I come the right way about things. And I'm going to be having a call with you because I have health matters that I want to discuss and I want to look at, because, you know, I don't know how many, I know there are millions of people that are supplementing in every way possible. And I'm going to say there's a large chunk actually supplementing, wasting time. And I believe I'm one of those that are OCD in supplementation.
You see, you have to be sure that what you are putting into the body is recognized as food and put to use. And some of what's out there is really purchasing expensive urine because the body doesn't absorb it.
Yeah.
So if you know that the quality of what you're putting in is put to use, and I know based on the 15 years of me helping people to take control of all sorts of different health issues, that the body responds to this fuel. I have a friend who had multiple sclerosis to the point where he had no feeling in the left side of his body, no feeling in his right hand or right foot, lesions on his brain. He followed this exact protocol, and within 1 year, he had not one symptom of his MS, and this is 10 years down the road, and he still hasn't.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is just surreal and beautiful to hear. Really is beautiful to hear.
Some of the stuff that would make the hair stand up in the back of your neck. I remember we were out in Nigeria in 2018 and we were helping people out there. And there was a lady who had spent the previous 5 years in bed with a stroke and no feeling in one side of her body completely. Her daughter got what we call the V3 system to see what it would do for her. And she actually stood up at the meeting that we were at and told the story. And she says, I went in to get my mother up in the bed because we had to get her sitting up in the day. And she was already sitting up. And she says, who got you up? She says, I got myself up. I'm getting the feeling back.
Wow. Wow. That's just fantastic, you know. And, you know, listeners, this to me is like such an enlightening moment. You know, I have a terrible bladder issue. I went into burnout about 3 years ago because of an overdose in antibiotics, trying to cure what was trying to cure a ear infection, and they couldn't cure it. Then what happened? My immune system crashed, my bladder crashed with that, and that hasn't repaired. You know, it affects my quality of life, but I live with it. And, you know, there are lots of people out there that have been through burnout and come out with, you know, what are permanent issues. You know, my end of day comes early because I'm still having to nurse that burnout situation that no GP, no A&E could get could help in any way whatsoever. And you know, I'm seeing here is there is other solutions.
Well, you're reminding me of a lady who had a situation whereby, and the bladder thing reminded me, because she was actually getting migraines so bad she would lose the sight in her eye for 2 days.
Wow.
And she started on the V3 system, and the following month she came back to an event we were doing in Dublin, and she says, guess what? She says, my migraines have massively improved already. Wow. And the following month she came back and she says, actually, I had a leaky bladder issue, and that seems to have sorted itself. And the following month, she came back, and there was another thing added to the list. And several months later, she came in and said, I just want to announce to everyone, she says, that we're pregnant. And I also, you didn't know this, but I wanted to tell you, we've been 12 years trying to get pregnant.
Oh, wow. Wow. Isn't it amazing how naturally we can actually fix what seemed to be very complex issues with our bodies?
Well, remember, we replace and repair ourselves all the time. Mm-hmm. But unless we have the correct fuel, the body fails to do that repair. So something gets left out.
Yeah.
And so it has its list of priorities that it wants to work on. And unless the fuel is there to work on it, it can't get through the list.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to jump into our final commercial. And when we come back there, we're going to get Keith's contact details again out to you guys. And then I want to talk about this. Is it the V3 system? Is that how you said it? We're going to talk. Yeah. We're just going to jump into that when we come back, the listeners. So grab your pen and paper again, because we're going to have Keith's details when we come back. And I will see you in about, in about 90 seconds or so.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Yes, we are back on, of course, with the amazing Keith Robinson, and we are talking all health and wellness here today, but on a level that I have never spoken it. I have never had these insights or realizations or the knowing that this opportunity to invest into your health in a way that I've not heard. And trust me, I've interviewed and had discussions with health and wellness experts all over the world. And I've gone into, you know, maybe the hundreds of conversations I've had there. But Keith, you brought something to the table that is really, really making me, you know, think that and get that we are going to be turning a corner here. We are going to be looking at ourselves in a way that, you know, we've not. I think the realization of the lack of power ingredients that we take in on a daily basis is still camouflaged and not out there. But that's for another conversation. But I want to come back. First of all, let's get your contact details. I'm going to read straight from the screen here because I have them above me. So how you get hold of Keith by phone is plus, I've got 353-862-52418. Now, this is recorded, so you can just go back and catch that number. And we have an email, which is Keith, then R-O-B-S-Y-N, Keith, R-O-B-S-Y-N at gmail.com. Pretty common, pretty easy. And you'll find Keith, of course, on LinkedIn, Facebook.
Yes.
Anywhere else?
No, just LinkedIn and Facebook. Yeah.
Happy days. And you'll find Keith there. He's a very handsome man with a kind of half beard. And you'll see him there for sure. And you're not able to use his Irish accent, but he definitely has one.
But I'll actually, on my LinkedIn, I have one of those video, you know, the video things that.
Yeah.
So that'll be easy to realize who's who.
Happy days on you. You're lucky you put that on, because I think after September, they're not blown anymore. So I've got mine on there too. I was advised to get it on there. But let's come back, because I want to talk about the V3 system?
We call it the Vital Three.
Okay.
Which is cardiovascular system, immune system, and pH balance.
So how does this work then? So I would come to you, you would assess what Vital Three I would need.
Yeah, for the majority of people actually need the V3 system, mm-hmm. Because their immune system needs help, their pH needs help, their circulatory system needs help. Because it's a given that they are the sort of the cornerstones of anybody's health. Yeah. Sometimes you have to go a little bit deeper. If someone has an autoimmune condition, you might need to also do a gut reset. Because your gut microbiome has a controlling effect on every system in your body, and about 200 different hormones are manufactured in your gut. So your gut is a hormone factory, and if your gut is out of balance, your hormone factory is out of balance, and then other things like serotonin, 90% of your serotonin, your happy hormone, is manufactured in your gut. And people people are depressed. Yeah. if your serotonin manufacturer is not right, you're not going to be in top form.
Yeah.
So they are all things that can also be addressed, and we have a way of doing of resetting the gut as well. So sometimes, like there was a case where I was helping out a lady with a condition called lupus, and we she was in so much pain, it was her mother had to help her take her coat off when she came home from teaching, and I started her on the V3 system, and she kept progressing really, really well, and then we did a gut reset. And that just put the tin hat on it and brought her to the final levels. When she was getting blood tests before, her bloods were showing her with an inflammatory figure of 18.
Yeah.
6 months later, her inflammatory figure was down to 0.6 in the body.
Wow. It's a process then. It's not an overnight transition. It's a process of realigning. Mm.
Yeah, because you have to give time for the body to be able to work on its problem. Once it has the fuel, it'll work on the problems. And you have to give it the fuel for long enough to achieve, because obviously you're replacing your cells all the time at a continual basis. So you have to have time for those cells to replace at a higher quality.
Wow. Wow, I'm thinking of people in my life right now that absolutely have to have a conversation with you, because of long-term issues that some, haven't got, any medical help in any way. So I'm like, yeah. Wow.
And we've come across a lot of people in a lot of pain with, the arthritis and those things. In fact, remember the friend of mine I was telling you about with the MS?
Yeah.
His mother, in her 70s, she lives in Norway. She had osteoarthritis to the point where she could no longer climb the stairs at night. They had to move her bedroom downstairs.
Yeah.
So Mads is the guy's name. It's his mother. He decided, I'm going to get this for my mom. And he started putting his mom on it. And he drove into the yard 3 months later, and she was up a stepladder cleaning the gutters on the house.
Wow.
And she goes to the hospital every year for a complete checkup. And the next time she went to the hospital, they said to her, Mrs. Ostfang, we have no explanation for this. We don't know what happened. But since you were here last, you have grown 1.8 centimeters and you're in your 70s. And what had happened is all the discs in her back regenerated because the blood flow was there.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's incredible, man. Let me ask you another question. Is this out of reach in a sense of affordability?
Well, in the UK, you're talking about maybe two of the arginine complex, or two of the raw greens and two of the raw berries. So in other words, six products. I think in the UK, it's somewhere around 170 quid.
Okay, and that's a month or...?
For a lot of people, they would be using that over a month as a maintenance dosage.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, sometimes, let's say, for example, I come across somebody that has a serious cardiovascular issue. They're trying to reverse a stroke, or they're trying to... We had a guy in Dublin who was told he need triple bypass. But he actually went up to a much higher dosage of the arginine because he wanted to avoid the bypass surgery. He went up to 4 sachets a day instead of 2 for maintenance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when he went back 3 months later, they told him he didn't need a bypass.
Wow. That is just beautiful.
There was a row in the doctor's office that day, because when he went for his previous inspection and they told him he needed triple bypass, he went back in 3 months later. They did another scan that morning. And while he was in with the consultant, the specialist came up with that day's scans. Gave them to the consultant, and he looked at it and he says, they're not his. And your man says, I go down and check again. He came down and back up. No, he says, they are. He says, no, they can't be. There was a row between the two of them as to whether that was his scan or not.
Wow. I'm guessing there's been a lot of people that's come through your pathway in your help there. And let me just do this, because we are coming to the end here. But I'm just saying, listeners, you'll find Keith Robinson out there on Facebook, out there on LinkedIn. his details here will be going out with the show also. They will be underneath. All his social links will be with the show, so you can reach him, because that's part of what the station does. They don't give the emails, but they give all the social links there for them to be able to get to you. This is just mind-blowing. I am certainly going to be making this call with you. I will be reaching out through email. And I suggest anybody that wants that open discussion with this open-minded, open-hearted person, then do that. We're not saying we're replacing anything. What Keith is saying, there's other options that you can take here.
Yeah, there's no point in being corralled into one corral.
Yeah.
Take off the blinkers, analyze information, see what makes sense. And because for me, if it's not doesn't make common sense, I don't go that way.
Yeah,
but yeah. There's no point in being bulldozed by somebody, oh, this is the only way to do something.
Yeah.
Open your mind, analyze, and see what makes common sense. One of the loveliest cases I was involved in, I was asked to meet a couple who had a child actually born with a heart defect,
mm-hmm.
and 3 months previous, and was on oxygen 24/7, had feeding tube down through the nose and all the rest. And the parents were told at the 3 month point, look, we can't really do anything for her. Just bring her home and see how long she lasts.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And a guy that I had been in touch with before, and he'd seen some results for PBD, he says, can you meet this couple? And I said, I will, yeah. So we had a sit down and a discussion. They told me everything they knew. And I said to them, look, it sounds to me like you have nothing to lose. So I'm going to throw something out onto the table here. I said, perhaps if we help her increase her own nitric oxide production, she may address the problem that she has.
Mm-hmm.
And let's give her plenty of nutrition so that she has the nutrition to address it as well. And I guided the mother on how much of everything that she could get in through this feeding tube.
Yeah.
That child started school last year.
Wow. Keith, that made me emotional. That's just wow, what a beautiful story. Here's where we are, listeners. You know, we have to call it here because I am hugely, sadly out of time. Here we are. Keith Robinson. We know where to get him. We know how to make this happen. Keith, thank you so much for bringing this to the world. Thank you for bringing it to the world. Thank you for bringing it to all our listeners. I'm going to say it's been a fantastic show. It's been actually a very heart-moving show. It really has, to know that this is out there. This is available. And Keith is out there doing all his work. You're like the male modern Mother Teresa, my friend.
I don't think so. I was put here for a reason. I've made an effort to learn what I can learn. I've made an effort to share what I can share. And I appreciate you inviting me for this information to be shared. Because if you didn't bother to do that, lots of people are not going to hear this.
Absolutely. It's been beautiful. Listeners, I have to call it. Till this time next week, be healthy, be strong. Reach out to Keith. Love you to bits. I'm going to say bye for now and boom! Emotions are